Easter weekend, we're all here. I'm dragging a bit, I know.
It's the sugar.
A lot of travel, a lot of sugar.
Yeah, no, it was good to bring it. Guys, you're going to be so proud of me. I was proud of myself. I did sports.
You did sports?
I did sports.
By choice?
I threw a ball and I caught a ball.
Wow.
What did you play?
My mother-in-law at her house on Saturday had like this children's game, you know, where it's like this big round thing you put on your hand with Velcro on it.
Oh, sure.
And you throw a tennis ball at it.
Oh, yeah.
So my husband and I did that.
I just
and I was like, dude, I'm throwing and catching a ball.
I just picture you playing, you know, from Sound of Music, Baroness von Schrader, when she's playing with all the kids and they're throwing the ball. And obviously, it's not something she typically does. That's sort of the mental image that I have.
And that she breaks into song then? Or
what? Well, the breaking into song part would totally fit me. No, it was fine. I mean, you know, I did sports. And I did. I thought, oh, the guys are going to be so happy. And then the
good
people
sporting.
Were... People were talking about the Bucks.
Yes.
Like, they're still playing, right? Yeah. So they were talking
about
that.
And you just sidle up and wink, and you're like, Giannis.
No, but maybe she had some information, right?
I was like, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah,
and they're like, wow, you can say it. I'm like, yep, I can say it.
There you go.
So sports. It was a sports weekend.
Wow.
I know. Hmm. Breaking out of my mold. It's all good.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
I had the traditional splitting Sunday up between Dallas relatives and in-laws and then Cameron, Rice Lake area relatives and in-laws. And my mother-in-law had the biggest basket of plastic eggs I've ever seen that she said, hey, make yourself useful. Go hide these. So a lot of my brothers and sisters-in-law and myself went out and hid them. And they have a decent-sized yard.
Nice.
But we ran out of places to hide the eggs because there were so many. And yet these children still found them in an incredibly short amount of time.
Nice.
I was helping out with the Easter egg hunt at MyCon on Saturday.
Fun.
And that was fun. A huge number of folks turned out. And I got to hide for like the, I don't know, second and third graders or something like that. So hiding those in a particular theater. There's only so many places to hide eggs in a movie theater.
Oh,
so
fun.
Anyhow, that was a good time. Each kid got four. They got a hot dog and a pop.
Cool.
And then a Yogi Bear movie was showing.
Oh,
nice. So
fun.
It was a good time. And then, you know, our kids are up there between 13 and 19, but we still hid some gifts. It's just fun to do. So,
it is.
And my in-laws saw them for the first time in months because they've been down in Texas for a while.
Very nice.
For the first time ever at 31 years old, I found my Easter bag without being given hints.
You've needed hints all the other years.
Yes. I forgot. I probably should have led with that. I buried the lead with the whole egg hiding story.
Did they take pity on you and like just leave it out in the open?
No, it was up in the gutter, but I think part of it was peeking out.
Nice.
And so I saw that.
In the gutter.
Well, if you can hide outside, that makes
like
it
hardcore. Basket hiding.
No. Like, it's the stuff of legend where mom and dad hide the bags.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, there's a new world record, and it has been set by someone from the fair state of Wisconsin.
One of our very own.
Yes. From the Badger State. The old record of this was 103. The new record is 116. It was set by a chiropractor, Steve Ruppel, again of Wisconsin. What is the record? What did he do 116 times?
I want to know.
Saw a movie 116 times. That movie, Captain Marvel.
Wow, and that really has only been out a month or less.
Like, well, it was out March 8th, so we're talking about 6 weeks.
Okay.
He saw the movie 116 times. Again, the old record was seeing a movie 103 times. The most showings he saw in a single day? 7.
Wow.
7 times he saw Captain Marvel. I enjoyed that movie.
I can't stay awake.
The theater's got to love him.
I can't stay awake through movies sometimes even once.
116 times to prevent boredom. Dr. Steve, again, he's a chiropractor. What happened to his patients during this time?
Right.
He would do different things like pay attention to things in the background to try to keep them being bored.
Funny.
I'm sure he found every Easter egg in that entire film.
You know, I have to say, though, I feel that I'm sure I could or many other parents could rival him in some form because, you know, how many times we've seen like Fern Gully at our house?
It's frozen for us.
Frozen. I mean, yeah.
Finding Nemo when I was in my parents' house all the time.
There are parents out there who have beat this record but didn't know they should be keeping track.
I mean, I think over many years I've seen certain movies, you know, Princess Bride many times.
Yeah.
But, boy, not 116 within 6 weeks. My
goodness. The Empire Strikes Back. I've seen that so many times.
Parents, 715-396-1670. Even though it might not be an official Guinness World Record, what movie have you seen, usually at the behest of your children, so many times
so
that
many
you feel
times.
Like you could rival Dr. Steve's record there? What movie would it be? Text us at 396-1670.
Well, we are here, friends. We are here, and we have someone so exciting on the line. Are you there, sir? Please, please be there. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, is this Steve?
It is.
Dr. Steve Ruppel from the Wausau area. Now, we put you on hold for 2 minutes. You sat through 14,268 minutes of Captain Marvel, so I'm sure that wasn't a bad wait at all.
That was nothing. I even multitasked, and it was good. No worries, man.
So, Steve, I got to ask you, why? Why 116 showings of Captain Marvel?
that's a great question, because a lot of people have asked that. You know, there's a lot of whys to, because I have a few other records, and there's really no rhyme or reason other than, you know, personal achievement. And, as was said on Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, fortune and glory.
Fortune and
glory. I'm getting neither of those.
We can handle the glory. We can handle the glory.
We'll give you all the glory, man.
There we go.
No.
So, which record, you mentioned you have other world records as
yeah.
well. Which one are you most proud of?
Oh, so probably the one I did last May was the record for the most shirts worn while running a half marathon.
Wow.
Where do you even
how many?
Find these? Where do you find? Yeah, okay. How many shirts, first and foremost?
60.
60 shirts, and you ran a half
shirts?
Marathon.
Yes. Oh, so no, the plot thickens. So I got, the previous record was 51. I did 60 last year. I sweat through 37 shirts.
Oh.
So this is something that most people don't know just because I failed, but I attempted to run a marathon 2 months ago with the most shirts. So the record is 25. I attempted 74.
74 shirts?
Okay, dude. Okay.
Wow.
Full marathon.
I gotta just say, you do know that to beat a record, you only need to beat it by like one, right?
Yep.
Okay, but you know, you can triple it. It's fine.
Yep, why not?
Yeah.
You want to smash the old record. Just like the old record for seeing a movie a certain number of times was 103. You saw Captain Marvel 116 times.
Talk about
that
one.
That's what has been reported.
What was it in terms of the movie? I mean, because some of us think, I don't even know if I want to see that movie a second time, much less 116.
Sure. So the strategy was mostly that just finding a movie that had some longevity.
Sure.
So it just happened to be a Marvel movie, and I love superheroes. So that worked out pretty well. So it's not really bad, but, it's only 2 hours and 3 minutes, and I figured it was worth a shot.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Ruppel, a chiropractor from the Wausau area, but also a multiple Guinness World Record holder. He saw Captain Marvel 116 times, and now, again, you are used to endurance type of competitions, correct, Dr.
Yep.
Steve? Because, I mean, you've been, 10 or 11-time Iron Man finisher, is that correct?
12.
12?
12?
Yeah.
He never, ever stops.
Never. Oh my God. Ever, ever.
I'm still curious, like, how do you choose the records you're going to break? Where do you just, like, flip open the Guinness book and say, that one looks funny, I'm going to do that one?
No, it's just, I mean, things that I have interest in. So the first record that I broke was the record for the tallest stack of donuts in 1 minute. Donuts are my second favorite food on Earth, so I thought that was kind of fitting.
Now I want to know what your first favorite food is.
Oh, barbecued ribs.
Oh, not even a hesitation there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you stacked donuts. How many donuts did it take to break that record?
11.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, so that one actually made the book. Not all records make it into the book. That one actually made it. So if anyone's listening to this and they have the 2019 Guinness Book of World Records, I'm on page 99 in the middle, far top.
Are you available to sign copies if anyone brings a copy out to your office?
So, like, I'm like a celebrity, a local celebrity amongst 9-year-olds in this area. So I've had to sign
that.
A few dozen of them already.
That's
aww.
Fantastic.
So what about the impact on your practice, being away, watching all those movies, and then even in terms of family life impact?
Well, I don't have kids, so okay. that makes life okay. So as far as my practice is concerned, I have another doc here, and she's been great about covering, and so that has worked out really well. All of my patients, they've known what I was doing, so they were pretty supportive, and a few of them joined me in some of the viewings.
Nice.
And as far as family life, it hasn't been too bad. Like I said, my wife was supportive. She was a little hesitant at first, but in the end, I think it worked out okay.
I cannot imagine the fear that strikes your wife's heart when you say, "Hey, honey, I got an idea."
She's used to it by now. She's not always on board, but she's used to it.
Oh, goodness gracious. That is
Well, you sound like a lot
impressive.
Of fun, that's for sure.
Yes. Thanks.
Whatever happened to the old when you're out of the office, it's gone fishing. It's just gone to Captain Marvel
gone to
again.
Captain Marvel.
So I don't even know if it's on my website, but at least Saturdays. No, I'm sorry, Sundays. Sundays it said gone biking because I'll bike for like 8-9 hours at a time.
Yeah, they have some great bike trails over there in Wausau.
They do. It's amazing.
And bike routes. My husband does a lot of bike route stuff. So
That's awesome, yeah.
He has looked very closely at the Wausau signage for bike routes. So.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve Ruppel, it was a pleasure, sir.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for calling. This was great, guys.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day. We would love to know what you're going to break next when you decide on it. Please do keep us posted.
Oh,
okay?
Just wait about 5 or 6 weeks, and I'm going to have something great for you.
Looking forward to it.
We're going
to
keep Dr. Steve on speed dial. Glenn Campbell here on WWIB. We're kind of switching it up a little bit because it would have been his birthday today. And what a tremendous artist.
Yeah, he was born on this day in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
And I had occasion to interview him one time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s, something like that. And he talked openly. I mean, he'd been married 4 different times, mm-hmm. but and 8 kids. But, I mean, he talked about the difference of his latter days mm-hmm. as a believer and raising the kids, you know, using a lot of Christian videos. He talked mm-hmm. about how helpful those were in terms
sure.
of, he's like, boy, he wished he would have, you know, been thinking differently in the earlier days. But I was saying off air, recorded over 70 albums.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
I mean, I remember having, you know, say a favorite band, and then it would be a hiatus for like 2-3 years
right.
before they would make another project.
Glenn Campbell. Yeah.
Prolific.
Wonderful voice, talented yes. musician. And just a really likable guy.
And Glenn Campbell, you know, he passed away as a result of Alzheimer's. They did a music of a movie on him. Was it I'll Be Me? Was that the name of it? Something very similar to that. And I saw the documentary, and it was just absolutely fantastic. It really broke a lot of ground in the world of Alzheimer's and memory loss and how music can trigger memory and bring back skills and just amazing to watch him struggling with Alzheimer's, but you get him on stage and put a guitar in his hand mm-hmm. and he just would perform. It was so
it really was something. I saw it here in Eau Claire
yes.
as well, and
yes.
that was really something. It's just so talented. Remember the Beach Boys back in the day, interestingly, mm-hmm. and probably a lot of recognition back in the 70s. He had the Glenn Campbell show. It was like a variety show
yep.
on CBS. So
yeah, so tremendous artist, and mm-hmm. wishing him a happy birthday. Or,
and he was in, I think, I want to say True Grit even with John Wayne.
Oh, so
really?
He did some acting too. He did some acting. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
He's just a ball of talent, mm-hmm. I guess I would describe him as.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.